V96 with Moog and Carla Mornings, and we need somebody from every generation. So, Boomer, Gen X, Millennial, Gen Z. If you've got some Generation Alpha kid in the car.
Ooh, yes, please have them call.
877-591-9696. Call now and rep your generation. And this is why. And again, this is right now, right now. And one more time, the phone number, 877-591-9696. So there is this, this thing is kind of viral where they're saying kids now can't basically understand words.
They can't read. People are saying the kids now can't read.
And it's because we're too obsessed with TikTok, Instagram, and all that. In fact, so much so that there is a bill in Illinois to ban cell phones in schools, or at least cell phones in classrooms. So you could probably bring your phone to school, throw it in your locker, but you can't take it into the classroom.
Which I think is a good thing, because I remember when I was in middle school and high school, phones were not allowed.
Not at all?
No.
Okay,
not even during, like, lunch break. It could be in your backpack, but that was it.
When I was in school, it was, I feel like, the early days. Like, everybody just had the Nokia phone. And there
not
were
much distraction.
Not much distraction, and there weren't, like, a lot of rules around it. And we were still texting T9, so if you were trying to fire off a text, it was a whole pain in the
and
ass.
And if you don't know what T9 is, then congratulations. You were born after 2022.
Yeah, well, okay, so 877-591-9696. We just want to kind of test your knowledge. And we'll start with Eric in Gray's Lake. There's a specific couple of sentences that apparently kids of the current generations, Gen Z, Gen A, do not understand. And I want to start with the word silhouette. Now, Eric, do you consider yourself to be like a smarty pants?
I would like to say so.
Okay. Can you define silhouette?
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, Eric and Gray's Lake.
So perhaps he cannot define silhouette.
So he was representing for Gen X.
Gen X.
Fascinating. So Tony is in Gary, Indiana, is a millennial. How old are you, Tony?
I'm 30, actually.
Okay.
Just turned 30 in February.
Do you consider yourself to be a smart person?
Somewhat.
All right.
Pretty smart.
All right. Well, let's see. Can you come up with some sort of definition? It doesn't have to be perfect for the word silhouette.
Silhouette is a model, a mold, an outline of something.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll take that. I'll take outline.
There you go. Can you spell silhouette?
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, no, that's a tough one. So the sentence that apparently a lot of these kids are struggling with is, she wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary, but somewhat gauche. And people are saying gash, gosh, and anything but the
ganache.
Word gauche. So thank you, Tony. You're a success.
It's a point for the millennials.
I will say it's all millennials that are on the phone right now representing. So Gen X, feel free to call 877-591-9696. Gen Z, Boomers, Gen A, Taylor in Schaumburg, also a millennial. How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 30.
30. Can you define the word gauche?
So I'm trying to remember from, like, that one Taylor Swift song.
That's,
yes,
it's on one of those.
Doesn't it mean like a little, like, it's kind of
gauche. And if we use it in the sentence, it's, she wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary, but somewhat gauche.
So what might that be? Taylor?
Maybe something, like a little fancier, kind of overdone, maybe something just a little extra.
You know what? Deductive reasoning has gotten you close.
Yes.
So the definition of gauche is somebody who's socially awkward, tactless, or unrefined. Can also be described as sort of awkward.
Like unsophisticated.
Or weird.
Like a little much of clothes. Yeah.
So you know what? Gonna give you that.
Okay.
Because that's a pretty impressive...
Okay, SAT words.
Yeah. Now, we're not actually... This is not a pass or fail. So,
So you did amazing.
Yeah. So good job. Very.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Very well done. Representing from the for the millennials. Okay, let's grab Will and Joliet. Will and Joliet. Let's give you a word, and I think that we can go with the word colonel.
Colonel?
Yeah.
Like the popcorn or like the military?
Like the military.
Like spell it or define it?
Define it.
It's like a rank in the military.
So now spell it.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, that's
C-O-L-O-N-E-O-L.
A better.
C-O-L-O-N-E-O-L.
No, it's C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
Oh, K-E-R. N-A-L?
No.
Now we're adding letters.
That's how you would think that it would be spelled as K-E-R-N-A-L, but it's not.
Oh.
But you know what? Close enough, so you're going to get the point. But
and you absolutely knew the definition.
Yeah, and so the
Gen Z slayed.
Gen Z, very... I wouldn't say slayed.
Well, slad.
Got there.
Gen Z slayed.
The other sentence that apparently these kids are having a hard time reading is the colonel asked the choir to accommodate the governor's schedule. Let me ask you, Eddie in Ravenswood.
What does that sentence mean?
Yeah, what do you think that means? The colonel asked the choir to accommodate the governor's schedule.
Feels like the boss is telling the employees what to do.
Yeah.
Yes, but actually, though.
But actually, it just sounds like the high-ranking official is trying to get people to accompany a bunch of people.
Yeah,
I think so. Listen, I think millennials took this. Thank you, Eddie. I mean, we're not perfect.
No, by any means. But
nobody has a dictionary right in front of them.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing with all of this. This is not to, like, make fun of anybody who did not know what, like, silhouette was or whatever. But it's more, I think, to have an open and honest conversation with yourself and with your kids.
Yeah, about what you're... Are you even learning?
About what they're learning. And it should matter to you. Because at the end of the day, like, these aren't extraordinarily hard words.
Right. The word extraordinary was in there, too.
Right. And you should... not only want to be able to read, but want to be able to understand what you're reading, because how else are you going to understand the rest of the world? We're voting.
Yeah. Yeah, people are voting.
People are voting.
All right. We, you know what? We got to move on, and we got to send somebody to Lollapalooza, so let's do it.
B96.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's time for Lolla Ticket Tag
on B96.
Wouldn't that be extraordinary?
If I could see your silhouette from a distance watching Zara Larsson on Saturday.
Call now for Lolla Ticket Tag, 877-591-9696.
You just have to know the name and the city of the person who qualified yesterday at 4 o'clock with Sonic, and this is for Saturday wristbands.
Yeah, so 877-591-9696. Let's make it happen for you. It's Lolla Ticket Tag with Mogan and Carla Mornings. We are officially commercial free with Justin Bieber on B96.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go.